Okay, well, let's follow up while we're here on schools, and why don't you take 90 seconds and talk about what, you know, as mayor, you're going to be, you both would be on the school committee. What are the strengths and weaknesses of the Salem schools, and how can they be addressed?
Well, I think the greatest strength is the potential for all of our kids to succeed and to do well with a very dedicated group of teachers who works very, very hard every day to see that they can provide the best that they can for our kids. The second strength, as I just mentioned a minute ago, is the superintendent. After years of turnover at the top and instability in terms of the administrative ranks in the school system, this superintendent, I believe, has laid a foundation for stability that I support. I did have that meeting with him several months ago. I met with him for an hour and a half. And I think he has a realistic grasp of what some of the major problems are with the school system, but I also think he knows how to promote the strengths. And so I support his agenda, and I think in the long term, if he's here and he just re-signed for 5 years, that we have an opportunity to move the school system forward. But we also need to meet parental expectations. And when I walked door to door throughout the city, as I've done for the last several months, the parents have mixed reviews of the school system because in some cases they think it's doing well, and in other cases they feel that their children are being underserved. And so aspirationally, I think the entire system needs to be lifted, not only by the direction that's set by the superintendent, but by the signal that's sent by the mayor and the members of the school committee about how important it is to have a quality public education for our kids. The kids are the future of our community. We need to be more aspirational in terms of the entire school system, support the programs that work, be realistic about the programs that are weak, and to make them better, and get behind the superintendent.
Thank you. Dominic.
Thanks. I mean, I had the benefit of knowing Dr. Streich before I was a candidate for office. I met him multiple times in my previous capacity as the chief of staff, and I was excited when he came on board to lead our district. I'm an optimist about Salem schools, to your question about the strengths here, for philosophical reasons, for sure, but also for personal ones. As the parent of a third grader at Bates and a seventh grader at Collins, I'm deeply invested in the success of our schools. And I think the path that Salem Public Schools is on is largely the right one. But we need to keep a strong, positive focus to maintain that. We've created remarkable programs. We're not going to talk about CTE again, because we've talked about that a lot. Our early college program, which provides the option for students that do want to go into college to really leverage an opportunity to do so with taking on less debt and having some advanced credits. Our public pre-K program, which is phenomenal and growing here in Salem, which really grew not just out of COVID, but came even earlier than that, but we really, really amped it up after the pandemic to support that program and the opportunities for people that needed to go back to work, and our student mental health initiative. You know, we talk about COVID. The learning loss from COVID is significant, but so are the social and emotional impacts. And Salem has done some remarkable things. The Cartwheel program, if you're not familiar with it, is providing free telemental health options for students. Unfortunately, because it's funded by COVID dollars, it's only available to certain numbers of students at certain schools, and it's a successful program. So that's the kind of thing that I think if it's working and our kids need it, we should be willing to invest in it, make it sustainable, and make it available to more kids, because it's going to help our students, but it's also going to help the teachers that are trying to manage those classrooms.
Thank you.